and Miss Child Protection Unit in collaboration with the SSPDF Child Protection Directorate and the SPLAIO Child Protection Unit will lead a coordination from the NDDRC, and we'll be discussing about that shortly. Stay tuned. Good morning. Well, that brings us to only a quarter past 8 a.m. Well, let's continue with the conversation. Well, the UNMISS Child Protection Unit, in collaboration with the South Sudan People's Defense Forces Child Protection Directorate and the SPLAIO Child Protection Unit, will lead a coordination from the NDDRC, and they will conduct a three-day child protection capacity building workshop from April 23rd to April 25th, technically starting from tomorrow. And this is for senior officers from the Moral Orientation, Operation and Military Intelligence with the SSPDF, SPLAIO, and also the SOA in Juba. Well, the training is designed to equip participants with the necessary knowledge to implement the action plan effectively and to also inculcate the culture of child protection and accountability. Well, to know more about this workshop, we're joined in the studio with UNMISS Child Protection Officer John Chol Deng, and online is Oluku Andrew Holt, who's the NDDRC Director of Child DDR. Good morning, Oluku Andrew. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Aaron Lasu, and thanks for having me this morning on the FM.
Right, and Oluku, you are joined with John Chol Deng, who is from the UNMISS Child Protection Office. Yes, John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you so much for welcoming you to the program.
Right, so I'll start with John. John, just tell us more about this particular workshop.
Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to start by saying UNMISS Child Protection to work to support the parties to the conflict to ensure that the action plan to which they have signed to end all the violation against children's rights is implemented fully in the country. And how do we do this? We do this through training, capacity building of the forces and of the senior military operation officers as well as the intelligence officers. The purpose of this training is actually to equip the participant with the required knowledge and skills on child rights to implement the comprehensive action plan and to advocate for accountability measures in line with the action plan and to ensure that SSPDF and SPLAIO as well as SOA learn, understand the six grave violations, their impact on children, and the monitoring and reporting mechanism.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Now, Oluku, what are the main objectives for this workshop?
Thank you, Aaron. There are a number of objectives for this workshop, but the main one, I can mention five or six of them.
Mm.
Yeah, as you're aware, we are implementing the Comprehensive Action Plan. It's actually extended, and this time is that extension action plan regarding the children associated with armed forces and armed groups, or regarding children affected by armed conflict.
Mm.
Now, one of the objectives is to equip the participants, and these participants come from IO, as you mentioned earlier, SSPDF, and South Sudan Opposition Alliance. Moral orientation, military intelligence, and the operation. Now, this particular workshop is to equip them with required knowledge and skills on child rights to implement the action plan that I'm talking about.
Mm.
And then the second is to advocate for accountabilities and measures in line with the action plan. You know, within the action plan, there are a number of provisions. and one of them is accountability. Now, the start is for the participant to learn and understand the six grave violations. You know, we have the six grave violations are, of course, killing and maiming of children, children and abuse of children, sexual violence against children, abduction of children, attacks against schools and hospitals or occupation of public places, denial of humanitarian access. In context of conflict, war, conflict, okay? This third is to illustrate the importance in ensuring the children are not associated with armed forces and groups. You know, during wartime, children are always victims, and now that our forces have been trained and they are being they are being unified, we need them to understand and to ensure their protection under the unified command forces once they're deployed. And also to identify the activities in the action plan. As I mentioned, there are a number of activities, there are a number of provisions to be implemented with the various institutions, including the civil institutions, and then the security organs, and the role that they have to play to protect the children better.
Right. Well, Oluko, thank you so much for bringing us to speed. I'll come back to you and to share with us the challenges. But for now, Chol, what are the long-term goals and outcomes that you hope to achieve through this capacity building in your partnership with the DDR?
Thank you very much for that question. As you may be aware, South Sudan is one of the countries listed for violating children's rights. And this means that they cannot be delisted from the annexes of the UN Secretary General for that. And one of the requirements for them to be delisted is actually the implementation of the action plan that they have signed. So the possible outcome of this workshop is actually to enhance capacity of the participant, especially SPLAIO, SSPDF, and so on, to recognize, prevent, and respond to child rights violation and abuse promptly. This is their national duty. No one should actually push them. The action plan is their document, and at the end of the day, we wish them to be taking the sole responsibility over the document. Two is that the awareness raising sessions will increase the knowledge and understanding of the role and responsibilities of the military officers in the implementation of the action plan. Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much for that. Now, Oluko, what are some of the key challenges that you anticipate in promoting child protection within the military, and how do you plan to address them during this workshop?
Some of the challenges, we may not address it during the workshop, but we have to see that the government has to look into. But then one of them, you know, to implement any activities needs budget funding. So we have been relying on support of the UN Country Task Force for Monitoring and Reporting, the UNICEF, the UN. Yeah, lack of funding make it so difficult for us to implement the action plan because the government has not been supporting us. And then insecurity. You know, some parts of this country are in conflict, but there are some fallout that control the area. So especially for us, the government, it's been difficult to reach out to those locations. Yeah, but the challenge is now looking at the action plan. You know, comprehensive action plan was signed on the 7th February 2020, and we have extended it three times now. But the latest one, the third extension, we just extended on the 16th April 2024, which will take us until the 16th October 2025. Now, we need because it has been going slow, we need the commitment of the forces, especially the participants that we are bringing in. They need to emphasize whatever they can. At least we want to see this country as a child-free country, and human rights are respected.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning. Oluku, before I let you go, what is your last remark?
My last remark is the action with the government action plan regarding children, as you said, to armed conflict. It's not to be implemented by some of the institutions that we have mentioned. It is us all, we are all the stakeholders, be you the media houses, be whoever is outside there. We need to join hands. It should be a joint venture to see that the action plan is fully implemented within this time frame of 18 months that it has been extended.
All right. Oluku Andrew, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Right, and Oluku is speaking on the line. He's NDDRC Director of Child DDR, who will be a part of the workshop that will be beginning tomorrow. And John Chol, what is your last remark?
Thank you very much. My last remark would be calling on the government actually to take the implementation of the action plan seriously, because what it means is that when the action plan is implemented, the action plan is terminated when it is fully implemented. And then this is for the entire country. It's not for the SSPDF. It's not for the SPLAIO or SOA per se, but just to say for the entire country. And when we are delisted from the list of CHIM, South Sudan Defense Force will be able to participate in the global peacekeeping mission, just like any other troop contributing country that we have in South Sudan. So we need the government to finance the implementation of the action plan and to support the national DDR in actually leading all this process.
Okay. Well, John Choldang, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.